It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
You're listening to the best of the wise men here on the Fox News Podcast Network.
What it is. Welcome to another exciting adventure of the three wise men.
Correct. Three, sometimes four.
We roll five, deep, right? Because it's actually technically Tyrus and the wise men, but I don't want our Trevor and Aaron are sensitive.
The more of us are we getting more
wise? Yeah. Is this how we're starting this one off?
Aaron's on, so you're in the clear, Trevor. I need your help.
Are we getting more wise or less wise the more that they are of us?
You know,
does that make
that's
any sense?
That's what is a question mark.
Amen.
There's a question mark at the end of it.
Thank you.
You know.
Hey. I'm in the car right now. We're actually in the truck with Santino because we just literally moved his childhood kitchen table out of his childhood home.
So basically, everyone has a special guest today on my show, on our show. Trevor, do you have a special guest?
No, I'm here by myself.
You sure you don't want to maybe open your door and yell for someone to come in?
I made a jingle for your show.
Oh, well, by all means, Santino, ladies and gentlemen.
I missed you.
Oh, Kevin Kiley's with us.
I'm with you, brother. I finally made it back. How you doing?
It's only been 10 years.
That's A-Ray?
Yeah. In the flesh,
yo,
brother.
What's going on?
Bro, I heard your voice. It brought me back, man. I miss you.
Yeah, yep. I'm full of surprises, just like Aaron. That's my special guest.
The jingle needs some participation, okay? Yep. When I say the line, you got to go cha-cha, okay?
Okay.
So I go, Tyrus and the wise men.
Cha-cha.
Cha-cha.
Tyrus and the wise men.
Cha-cha.
Cha-cha.
Tyrus and the wise men.
Cha-cha. Oh, I love it. I love it. Except Trevor was way off beat, but that's not his fault.
Yeah. Why do you got to pick on the white guy about being off?
My show is surrounded by white guys. I'm a brother on an island right now. And A-Rye doesn't tan anymore, so I am alone.
I got to get back into that.
Because back when you used to tan and you had your Miami E jersey on, there was some questions.
I know.
Is there some miscegenation in his family, I suspect?
There might be, you know. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
You never do know.
You never know. Yeah. All right. Well, why are you guys together, first of all? Santino, how did you get suckered into getting Aaron? I'm sure you had to pick him up at the airport or something.
Actually, my partners did. But no, we're having a big show this Saturday, and we needed some star power, so we got Serena, and then we got Aaron, Serena, Chris Masters, the Bollywood boys. Going to be a real shindig, and so he's here. He's going to stay a little bit. I'm going to show him my neck of the woods. We're going to do a little kayaking, a little fishing, a little bike riding, a little ATV riding. And feed the chickens and wrestle with my little boy and just have a good time.
That's awesome. Aaron's going to do all that.
Well, he's going to watch me probably do it, but he'll be there.
No need to get in the kayak.
Just make sure you take your shot of tequila before you get in that kayak, Aaron.
Oh, no, you're right. Wow. You're right.
Wow.
Well, how have you been, Terrace? How's your week?
You talking to Trevor?
No, I said Tyrus. I was wondering how you've been.
My name's Tyrus.
I'm sorry.
You know it's Tyrus.
I have a speech impediment. I know. I'm sorry. It's a
Who's driving?
Oh, guess. Yes.
Santino.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Put it.
You know what he was saying before we came on the air? I wouldn't want to be in that vehicle, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Santino's a very hateful young man. Very hateful young man.
I got my new glasses so I can see. Look at this ass. Watch out!
You know, Santino's got new glasses, new hair, new kids, new business. Like, you are just new.
Peel off the plastic layer on the cell phone, brand new.
Yeah, I feel you.
But the glasses look like Hollywood agent glasses. They're gray. They have, like, dark rims on them. He's definitely trying to, like, be a little in, a little hip.
Okay. First of all, Aaron, Santino is a legend. Probably a first ballot Hall of Famer. I don't think he has to work on being in. Like,
there's no doubt.
He beat guys with his fingertips. This guy's dangerous.
with his fingertips.
Yeah, yep. I felt the wrath of the Cobra one very short match. But everything was going my way. Everything was going my way.
Boys. And then they next thing Socko. I know. They had Socko and Santino.
Socko doesn't have shit on the Cobra.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he stepped it up. He stepped it up.
No, that's venom. Your entire body is paralyzed for 3 to 4 seconds.
That's
Think
all you
about
need.
That. That's yeah. That's all you need in wrestling.
That's skill and technique.
Hey, you know what it is? My finisher is not the most deadly, but it's good enough.
It's enough. Yes, it's a mediocre finish. 3 to 4 seconds. Undefeated Dang. Tenzai, this monster from Japan, dominating yeah. Santino. Yeah. Out of nowhere, yeah. Cobra. His entire system shuts down. And a guy that size falling backwards. You know, and for 4 seconds, he was just completely catatonic, couldn't do anything, you know. And
well, here's a fun fact about that match. You know, when he's laying down, he's about 2 feet high
because
his rib cage is so thick.
Yeah.
And
barrel chested.
He has pierced nipples.
Yes, so his nipples. He did.
Yes, that was my partner.
When he takes out the piercings for his match. When he takes out the piercings for his match, they stick out like at least an inch.
Yeah.
And when I went to cover him, accidentally, the nipple went in my mouth.
Oh.
And he was like fully in. Fully.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh. Well, and he couldn't even move.
Yeah.
Paralyzed. And he's breastfeeding
he said,
Santino.
Right in. He said right in. It just it violated my mouth.
Yeah. Well, past my lips. Definitely past my lips.
So it was in. It was. Yeah. If he was lactating, you would have had a meal of food.
Yeah, insertion occurred.
Yes. Oh, God.
Hazards of the Cobra.
I feel like we're on day 10 of a European tour,
yeah,
and I'm half
like
hungover,
yes.
And Santino is keeping me alive and entertaining me like he always did.
Yeah,
I'm glad they did.
Yeah, amen, man. One of the best.
You know, Trevor, do you have any run-ins with the great Santino?
I was there for the beginning of Santino. I was in Italy when Santino came out of the crowd and went nuts. I was there for the beginning of it all, brother.
Yeah.
He debuted.
I know we had that.
I saw that on TV from my parents' house, actually, true, Santino.
I saw it from my small apartment
right
in Developmental.
Right before I was like, you know what? I want to do that, damn it. Yeah.
With TJ Wilson. Yeah. Sitting there going,
nope, that place went nuts, man. He came out of the crowd, and everybody in the back, it was a kayfabe moment, too, because all the boys in the back were like, who the f- is this guy?
Yep.
And man,
I'll tell you who that guy was. He was the new Intercontinental Champion who pinned the undefeated monster.
Yep.
Well, it's funny, when I got on the bus that day from the hotel. Shawn Michaels thought I was like a local European market rep. He didn't even know I was a wrestler.
Wow.
Did he ask you to get him anything?
Yeah. No, he didn't. He didn't talk.
He missed out on a real opportunity. Yeah. It would have been a friend for life.
Told you to eat in the other cafeteria, probably.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. What are you doing? Eat it? Oh, yeah. Did you cut in front of him to get a massage?
Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry. Man, I'm glad those days are over. Like, I can't remember NWA locker room where someone like, oh, wait, I do. Hey, Trevor, we have a special guest. Yeah. So, you know, usually I bring in legends, but today we started off early because Santino was with Aaron. So we had a legend come on. And just for the song, because now we got to work with Devin to get the tracks laid down for that.
Tyrus and the Wise Man.
Cha cha.
Cha cha.
Tyrus and the Wise Man.
Don't stop.
Cha cha.
Cha cha.
Yeah, Aaron had to get his voice in
there. That is annoying, and you guys are doing that just to annoy me. Can we just stop that,
please? It's not about you, Aaron. But this is about you because, you know, the Shawn Michaels thing is so – I'm so glad you brought it up because there's that level of, like, hierarchy and respect, like, supposedly. Yeah. You know, like, that – like, if Arn Anderson wants to get a back massage, you don't
– Yeah, you get up.
You get up.
You get up. You pretty much leave the room.
You leave the room. Yeah. And don't make eye contact.
Yep.
Because if you make eye contact, he's like, are you having a thought? You don't stay that you just get out.
Yeah.
And if you do, you apologize. Oh, I'm so sorry, boss. I didn't know you know, by all means. Yep. But there's that unwritten rule. And Trevor and I were the recipients of bullying at the NWA. Mm-hmm. We both were champions at the time, and we had to do some promos. So our special guest was doing her promo. And Trevor and I made the mistake of trying to help.
Yes.
And I said, hey, because I think there was like a word conflict or whatever. And she speaks fluent Russian. So I was like, hey, just do it in Russian because it doesn't matter what you say. Because, you know, and she looked at me like I stole something and, you know, said, whatever, I'm legit, and left. So I went. Like, as soon as she left, I was like, well, I'm going to go. So I went, did mine, boom. Poor Trevor wasn't as quick as me. And he went up there and she came back and kind of cut. She cut in front of him or tried, like, hey, I'm ready to go now. And Trevor was like, I'm going to finish mine if that's okay with you. So it,
yeah,
it, yeah, but
promo heat,
promo. Well, promo it would be heat, but that's not how we do things anymore. Right, those days are gone.
I think what it was was she was in the moment.
She was in the zone.
Had what she wanted in her head, and I've been that way where it's like I got to get it out now. If not, I'm gonna
forget
it. Right.
So for her to walk in a room with the NWA World Heavyweight Champion Trevor Murdoch. And the reigning, defending, undefeated, undisputed New York Times best-selling, et cetera, world television champion, Tyrus, and Punk him as well. Could you imagine the type of individual it would take to try to rob this person?
No.
I wouldn't want to.
I wouldn't do it.
Nope.
I wouldn't do it.
Nope.
Aaron?
No way.
Nope.
Santino?
No way.
Yeah, Robert.
Yeah, no, of course you would. Of course you would. But here's the deal. There was another individual out there, just like Santino, who thought I could rob her too. So her, is it partner now or person? We'll just say tag team partner. Tag team partner out of the ring. Yeah. He's not a legend at all. But what he did was legendary. So he qualifies on our legends list this week.
Somebody,
respect. Well, that doesn't take much. A $20 bill and a warm meal will get Aaron's respect. But
respect and respect is the same thing.
Yes.
Nonetheless.
Yes, of course. Aaron, this is going to be foreign to you because we're going to talk about courage. So just try to follow along.
When you have talent, you don't need courage. Exactly. Someone will always take care of it for you.
Exactly. So that's why you travel with me and Santino. It makes sense now.
Oh, stop it.
She had her earbuds and wallet taken at a Walmart. And her tag team partner ran this guy down, tackled him, and it's on camera. Chivalry's alive.
It's back.
And he was able to get the earbuds back and the wallet back. The downside is he's now a domestic terrorist because you can't attack criminals in the middle of them robbing. It's racist. But he was old school. And so they're going to come on and tell us, they're going to tell the story better than I just told it. But I'm just in this world today where you see guys shoplifting and stealing and nobody can do anything. And he was able to tackle them down and save the day. But I think he did the perpetrator a favor. Because if she would have caught him, I mean, it would be a very different story. Hold it right there. We'll be back in a bit.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in freefall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
I commend the guy because I remember a time where people didn't do that stuff because we kind of policed ourselves.
Right.
If we seen somebody doing something wrong, it wasn't uncommon for your neighbor, if you were outside, your neighbor to yell at you because you were doing something wrong and your parents go, oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Nowadays, no one gets as held accountable for their actions. So they're going out and taking people's shit with no thoughts, no worries about any repercussions. So I think we need to do more of this. He needs to do more of this kind of stuff. I think we need to stand up for ourselves.
Bring back the slap.
Yeah,
man. And for real.
He's like a mask away from being Batman.
Yep.
So without further ado, he goes by, I think it's Mauricio. Or
let's cue him in. Let him
introduce himself. Yes.
Yes.
All right, you guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
All right. Sweet. So, Yeah, you know, I'm known as Brian Idol, but in the NWA now I'm known as Mercurio.
Yeah, because we have like six idols.
Tremendous.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. There's too many idols there.
Yeah. You hear that, Aaron?
Even on the show.
Yep. You'll always be my idol, though, Aaron.
Aaron, you'll always be our idol, yep. Although he should probably get the name Idol because he's brave.
And you spelt it wrong in your book, by the way. Thank you very much.
Oh, that was on purpose.
I know.
All right, but it's not about us right now. So, and you have your other half with you?
Yes. So okay. Natalia's here. Okay. She's not my other half, per se. Let me straighten that out real quick.
Okay, so you guys were friends. Okay, I got the wrong information. That's why I said tag team. You guys were friends.
Yeah. No, you had that part right. But yeah, everybody always has. But yeah, we're just we are friends. Like tag team partners.
So you're in friend row. Got it. It's cool. It's we've all been there. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. He's in the friend zone.
And just a word of advice: there's no getting out. Once you're in the friend zone,
tackling the robber,
yeah,
be friends now.
It's still friends, you know, like literally.
You would have think if you could get out, that would get you out.
Yeah, that
you might have a shot. We don't know yet, right?
Yeah, yeah. If there's one thing that would get a guy out of friend zone,
it's this.
It would be tackling a burglar and getting your
some AirPods,
and like you know, every movie in Hollywood.
Yeah.
It would be them getting married afterwards. But now it was like, hey, thanks, bro.
Yeah.
Good looking. So take us, first of all, what made you go to Walmart? Let's start there. What made you go to Walmart?
No, here's the whole story of how that. First, I want to say, you know, thanks you guys for having me. You guys are hilarious.
Thanks.
And yeah, just to back that story up, yeah, you know, she is a bit of a, you know, a tough guy and like hard edge.
She's a tough woman, sir.
Yeah.
Yes. Get your pronouns correct.
Yeah, come on, yeah, man. We're trying to stay funny here.
Yeah, my bad.
This is why you're in friend row. This is the behavior that got you in friend row. All right. So you guys went to Walmart for what?
Not exactly. So what happened is we were actually flying home from the NWA tapings.
Right.
And so we actually moved our seats to the last seats on the plane, like in the back, because we were just like, well, let's sit together. These seats are open. So I don't want to end up next to some stranger with elbowing me in the ribs the whole time.
Right.
So
were you on Spirit?
American.
Okay, cool. All right.
Southwest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys are. They're probably flying you guys on Delta, but they put us on American.
As a matter of fact, yes, they do. And very
it's the greatest airline out there.
Yep.
That's because you have a belt on you. But
No, I would say that's because I'm extremely successful. The belt actually slows down my travel. Yeah. I'm a million miler. I'm a million miler, man. I got a major award from Delta. But I'm sorry, I digress. Please. So you were flying home from a successful NWA taping. You actually had some good matches, man. You actually did a really good job. You made a great impression.
I really appreciate that.
Yeah.
No, I really appreciate that. I really appreciate all the advice, you know, that when we talked and you know, it was a hell of a weekend for me. So anyway, we're flying back on the plane, and it might have been right at the end or, you know, just before the end of when we were getting off the plane. So she had left her purse in, on the seat in the plane.
Oh,
and, you know, being that we were the last two seats on the plane, in my mind, it's pretty obvious that if somebody took it, it would be the person that was in the row across right there, because you're in the back of the plane. So when people get up off an airplane.
Good detective skills right there. Nice.
Yes. Huge Columbo fan, by the way.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah, he's no more what she wrote, but that's fine. Please continue.
All right.
Angela Lansbury, God bless her.
Yep.
So
I'd do
so
it.
So anyway.
Hey, whatever, man. She's a serial killer. It'd be a wild ride. But anyways, go ahead.
So we were getting off the plane, and I think I stopped to go to the bathroom. And, I come out of the bathroom, and Natalia looks stressed out. And I said, what's wrong? And she said, I think I left my purse on the plane. So we go back over to the gate. They're already reboarding the flight, going back to Nashville. So, and there's one lady at the gate. It's like chaos. So, you know, I'm trying to talk to the lady. She won't let us go back on the plane, obviously. So I'm trying to tell her to just go look. So she comes back after, I don't know, 20 minutes of waiting. And she's like, hey, I looked, it's not there. And I'm like, all right, well, at this point, possibly somebody took it, you know, from the airline and now it's heading downstairs to wherever they bring that stuff. So as I'm talking and I'm thinking about it, I said, hey, don't you have AirPods? She said, yes. And you got them in your purse? She was like, yeah. And, you know, just another detail. I had a little bit of my money in her bag because we were selling merchandise. We were selling merchandise, and I'm the king of losing stuff when we were doing it. So she was sitting next to me. So I was just like, here, here's, you know, I was like $100 or whatever. I was like, here, that's mine. Hang on to that so I don't drop it and lose it. And that was like 2 days, you know, that was during the day after the pay-per-view. So 2-3 days had passed. My money was just sitting in her bag. So obviously I was annoyed too, because I was like, all right, now I lost my money.
Yeah, so, speaking of annoyed, when the hell did this guy rob you?
Yeah, man.
I won't get this story.
Speed it up.
I'll short it up from here.
Come on, rookie. My God. I don't. Anyway. I didn't ask for a prequel.
Where's the go-home in this? Where's the go-home?
So bottom line is I tell her you got the AirPods. We check the thing. It shows up immediately that it's not in the airport and it's on the move.
Yeah, so we realize it's at Walmart.
Yeah, I basically tracked this guy. It's about over the course of an hour because it's not giving the instant location. So boom, as we get to Walmart, and that's what you see on the security footage, is us walking into Walmart. As we're walking in, her phone is going off and saying credit card fraud alert, Walmart, wow, transaction declined. Wow. So I know right away the guy's at the cash register. And then obviously I'm thinking, well, if he's at the cash register, he's at the self-checkout. And that's actually the door we came in. So I'm looking right to the left. And who do I see? The idiot from the airplane. And I'm like, I know that's him. So I walk up to him. Yeah, I walk up to him. And I try to be like kind of cool about it. And I was like, hey, buddy. I think you got my credit card there.
That's very white.
That's
of you.
Very nice.
Very
of
polite. Yeah.
Excuse
very
me. I think you have my credit card.
Yeah, excuse me. Yeah. I couldn't have noticed.
And I tried to be cool about it. And you know, meanwhile, Natalia, she was alerting the greeter at the door.
She was shopping for a switchblade. I'm sure. Like, we're gonna cut this guy.
No, she already
buying
has
shovels and wheelbarrows,
lime salt.
Switchblade implanted in her arm that she pushes a button and it pops out and it just shanks people. But anyway, so I like I said, the guy, I tell him that, he looks at me, he says, nah, I didn't, you know, like under this garbage face mask that he put on. And you know, he kind of runs through me, and you don't really see it as much on the angle, but when he runs through me, he kind of like palmed me in the face. And I just shook my head, you know, like I just kind of hiked my pants up a little bit.
Did you yell, and, you know, excuse me again?
Yeah, y'all know it's on when the pants get hiked up. Like, yep. Oh,
it's go
here
time.
It comes. I'm about to blow up on this guy.
Yep, and he had about probably a 15 or 20 yard lead on me, and I just went full blast behind him. And, you know, you see it on the video, but I got to tell you, because of the frame rate and whatever, it really takes away from the level.
They didn't get a TV shot. Yeah. Still was cool though. Yeah. So you took him down did the security come or police come at that point?
No. So here's where the story gets like kind of good. So here I am. I smash this guy. I smash this guy on the ground. And, you know, he's stunned for a minute. And just instinctively, you know, maybe because I'm like, I don't know, maybe this guy's got a weapon, whatever. And also, because of what you said earlier, I'm not really sure if I can just start pounding on him. Otherwise, I probably would have just walked up to him and just ran up and Superman punched him while he was on the register. But I don't want to get arrested now. So I kind of put him in like an arm bar over his head. And now
was it the left arm?
Like, yes.
Okay, good. All right.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Gotta stay working, brother.
Stay working, man. Yep.
Instinctively the left arm.
Yep.
We can't break kayfabe. We can't break kayfabe. Okay.
But here's where you guys are like. So somebody at Walmart, like this grimy looking Walmart dude. Now
weird.
Everyone's
grimy guy in Walmart. That's weird.
No, he worked there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he worked there. And now I'm looking around, and we're yelling, like, they're yelling, get off of him. I'm like, this guy, I mean, the credit card went flying out of his hand when I hit him, like, flying in the movie. And, like, I'm on the ground. I'm like, hey, you guys want to get the, you know, like, you want to get the police? Can somebody, you know, and they're like, oh, where we called them? We called them. Do you want to help me hold this guy? Because he's, like, trying to get up. And I'm like, does somebody want to help me here? Like, what can I do? They're like, oh, we can't touch him, except for one Walmart, you know, social justice hero. There's this grimy dude. And he's like inching closer to me. And he's saying, he's like, yo, man, he can't breathe. get off him. He can't breathe. And I'm like, yo, he can breathe just fine, man. I was like, I'm not letting him up because he's going to hit me. And I was like, cops are coming. And I was like, you want to help me hold him down? And he's like, and I can see this dude is like inching closer, like he's going to punt kick me in the face. So I let off the guy a little bit. Like I moved my hips off him because I was kind of on top of him at that point.
Did you transition to the headlock?
Almost. I was about to. So
green hard. Hard
cam or floor cam?
I was looking for the hard camera.
I got you.
But anyway, so as soon as I let off him a little bit, this idiot starts punching me in the face. So now, and he called Natalia a bitch. So the next thing,
criminals tend to do that.
Yeah.
So now that, no, he said like this. I said he stole her cards when I told the people at Walmart. I was like, this guy stole her goddamn credit card.
Just time out real quick. Quick 20 second. Yeah. You needed help holding him down. Was she in line? she couldn't have sat on his legs. Or his...
She's in the friend zone. That's where she was at.
Shopping for the switchblade.
She was literally like telling him, you know, I appreciate he's doing this, but I'm not dating him. Seriously, no matter what he does right now. This is so cool. But we're just friends. And like,
he's special to me.
He's what do you gotta do?
He's literally
these
getting
days,
punched in the face.
I swear.
And she's still like, he's nice and everything, but you know, it's just not there.
I don't see him like that.
Yeah, you know, I mean, no. Yes, somebody breaks in the house, he's running for the door, but you know. It goes back to that old story. You ever hear the story about the husband store with the six rooms in it? You ever hear that? Like the first story, the husband has a job, and she's like, ah, I'm looking for something more. Hmm. Next story, the husband has a job and likes kids. Oh, that's good, but I want one more. Then the next story, he likes kids, has a great job, and is extremely good looking. Ah, but you know that what's next? Yeah. And the same thing, and it goes on and on. And the fifth floor, he's got a great job. He's in phenomenal shape. He's famous, loves kids, and he's romantic.
Right.
But there's still that sixth
floor. So he's
floor.
Like me, except he likes kids.
Yeah. So, but what happens? She goes to the sixth floor. And when she gets to the sixth floor, there's nobody in there. There's a little lonely guy who goes, you just can't please women. So that's what this
and
is.
And there's
you,
no going
you're the
back.
Sixth, you're the fifth floor. You're the fifth floor, bro. And she's still shopping. So
listen, listen. So now he calls her a bitch, and she all hilariously out loud is like, she's like, you don't talk to me like that. You just called me a bitch, like, and then.
But
so the
still,
guy,
yeah,
like,
it's not helping you.
No. But now, so the guy hits me. So I look at her. And, yeah, and I'm like, yo, can you grab this guy's arm? So now she puts him in like an arm bar on the other
left
side.
Arm.
Here we go.
Left arm.
No, I was on the left arm.
Okay. All right.
You gotta talk louder, bro. All right. You gotta talk like super loud, like
the bro is
like wrong. Have her sit next to you, bro. Right. Sit next to you. We're not on video.
No, it's
yeah.
Friends.
Yeah, I know it's 3 feet rule. but
this is with the sixth floor.
This is the sixth floor. All right, so
sixth floor.
The moral of this story.
Cha cha cha.
At the beginning of this, to make this full circle, and thank you so much for coming on, man. Chivalry's dead.
Yeah.
It's dead. And he got punched in the face for it. And probably.
I'm happy he stood up for it.
I am happy,
that.
Man. What you
but,
did was
but
great.
I want to tell you. So, anyway, just end of that. Like, so we got a couple licks in on him. Cops finally come. So, here's the crazy part about some of the things legally about what actually goes on. So, number one, that's actually cool of Florida, which is one of the few states. If you catch somebody in the act of a felony, you are. Allowed, you're essentially deputized, and you're allowed to take him down and make a full citizen's arrest.
Okay.
Nice.
Did you read him his Miranda rights?
I did not, but I wish I would have known. Because
yeah, you got to watch Law and Order, man. That's that Columbo shit. You got to watch the real stuff, bro.
He doesn't really read people their rights. He busts them.
He's a little reckless. He's a little reckless.
Yeah,
the jabroni cop usually just comes at the end when Columbo does it. But so get this. Even though we proved that the guy stole everything. And so the cop said that we couldn't get the money back because they're saying that we don't know the serial numbers of the money and we don't know the exact denominations. And he's like, well, if you press charges, whatever, you're going to have to go to court. He's like, I got to be honest with you, you're probably not getting your money back. So it's like, we're talking about $600. So I'm like, hey, I was like, you know, what can I do about this? And then I said, what's the worst case scenario if I press charges on the guy for him?
And you know what they told me? They said, after all that, so this is a guy that steals a purse on an airplane, goes and steals the money, steals everything.
Besmirches her name.
Yeah, swipes two credit cards at the register. The worst thing he was looking at was probation, according to the cop. He's like, he'll never get anything but probation. Wow. So he wasn't talking to the cop. They had him in the back of the car arrested. He wasn't admitting to anything. So I convinced the cop. I said, let me go talk to this guy and see if I can just get him to give me back, you know, to say that's my money and that he's sorry and they'll admit that he did it. And in return, we won't press charges. And so that's what we had to do.
2 hours later, he gave you the money, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, you talked about it.
I don't think he was really sorry.
No, he just wanted the conversation to be over. He's like, this guy's, he won't stop talking. So here, take the money and my $50. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, sir. I'm
so sorry. He got $800 back instead of the $600.
$800.
What's in my wallet, bro? Yeah. Just take it.
And then he said, so anyway, man. literally, no, hey, I love this kid. I love this kid. He literally, I was like, we were out of time. And I literally was like, all right. He's like, hold on. Anyway, you got to hear this. So I know that if I'm ever arrested for a crime and this motherfucker comes in, I'm signing the paper because he's gonna talk you into submission. Exactly. Didn't matter what arm bar you put this dude in, when the cops let you go, I'm sure the way it ended was one of the cops said, listen, man, I'm off shift in like 15 minutes. If you could hold on, I'm getting to the best part. So here, bro, look, man. All right. So
that's a skill.
If you would just give us our money, bro, and say you're sorry. And what I mean by sorry is like from your heart, not that other, you know, the sorry, mm-hmm. like you don't mean, you know what I'm saying, man?
Oh
so
my God.
Therefore, and he was like, "Fuck it, here's the money. Please let me go. You are amazing."
Excuse me, sir. You have my credit card.
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me, sir. The name of this episode is "Excuse me, sir. You have my credit card."
Yeah. Could you please? Yeah.
That should be on a T-shirt, boys. That's
yes, yes, yes. If that's not on the next NWA taping, I don't want to hear it. And
you, all right, no, yeah. That's my boys. That's next goal for the next tape.
Yeah.
No.
Excuse me, sir. You have my credit card.
We got gentlemen, I love you guys. I got to run.
Yeah, we all do. Hey, man. Hey.
No, I mean, literally, I got to run. Someone just stole my wallet.
For more podcasts just like this, you can check us out at foxnewspodcast.com. Hashtag Friends Row. Wow, for every damn body, enough said. Listen ad-free with Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.